Yes, apart from the many well-researched properties of water, which make it unique as the life supporter of this planet, there is one ability of water which mainstream science has tried to ignore and deny. It is the memory of water phenomenon. This phenomenon obviously lies beyond the accepted level of inquiry, and little efforts have been made by conventional research institutes to understand this phenomenon. However, there are exceptions, and an exciting new understanding is emerging of the marvelous substance water. Various researchers such as Professor Benveniste, Dr. Ludwig, and Professor Schweitzer have provided clear proof that water acts as a liquid tape recorder and is able to receive, store, and transmit electromagnetic vibrations. You see, because water molecules have a positive and negative pole, they behave like little magnets. They attach themselves to their neighboring molecules and form clusters of several hundred molecules. This has been known for some time. Now, these clusters are very sensitive structures and are impressionable by vibrational influences. This is what gives water the ability to store information. This is closely linked to homeopathy. In homeopathy, a substance is diluted so many times that eventually there is no molecule of the original substance left. Yet, it still has an effect. This has been shown in countless experiments, and after all, homeopathy is 200 years old and still going strong. Homeopathy works because of the cluster ability to store vibrational imprints. Every substance and element has their own individual vibrational pattern, a bit like an energy blueprint. If you carry out the homeopathic process of diluting and succussing, this vibrational pattern becomes locked into the cluster structure of water, or also alcohol. When you drink this homeopathically prepared remedy, the cluster structure is transferred onto you and you react to the vibrational pattern of the original substance with which the remedy was prepared. This phenomenon was shown to occur under rigid scientific conditions by Professor Benveniste in France in the late 80s and was confirmed by researchers at five different universities. It caused quite a stir and subsequently a cover-up by the mainstream scientific community.
If water is this susceptible to vibrational imprinting, would it also take on the imprints of environmental pollutants and chemicals and transfer them to us when we drink water?
This is sadly so. Our planet is in a state of overtoxification. Just like the human body, the Earth will take a lot of abuse, but eventually it will collapse if the level of toxins has become too high. The chemicals and toxins from industry and agriculture have permeated our biosphere, our living environment. If you look at it soberly, it is really quite bleak. Our oxygen-producing forests are being cut down at an alarming rate. Natural biodiversity is reduced daily as plant and animal species die out and genetically engineered crops take over, and fish population becomes asexual because of hormonal residues stemming from human and animal hormone treatments. Anyway, to answer your question, Dr. Wolfgang Ludwig in Germany has carried out tests which show that not only the physical pollutant has a damaging effect, but also water which has once been exposed to those pollutants, because the cluster structure has taken on that vibrational imprint. Now, this has huge ramifications for us. Basically, conventional water and sewage treatment systems are not adequate. They may remove the physical pollutant and produce tap water that is chemically clean. However, the cluster structure of the water would be completely unaffected by the treatment and will, after treatment, still convey the vibrational pattern of toxins and chemicals to the human body. It makes me shudder to think of London tap water, which has been recirculated through humans about 25 times. But the problems do not end with tap water. There is no water course on this planet which is completely unaffected by human impact. Atmospheric pollution coming from the industrial processes, nuclear tests, and electromagnetic pollution coming from the global power and communications grid has all had a negative impact worldwide.
You are painting a very gloomy picture. Is it really this bad?
Yes, it is pretty bad. However, consider someone who has been an alcoholic for 20 years. His body is poisoned, his liver's about to pack up on him. He's in a bad state. If he was now to stop drinking, his body would start to detoxify and general regeneration would take place over a period of time, which would transform him and restore him to good health. It's the same everywhere you look in nature. Give it a chance. Nature will regenerate itself. But if it is abused much further, it may go past that threshold when it won't be able to sustain life anymore.